Yeah, a real good job right there by Gavin Bryce. And it's a really good statement to make in this big game for St. Joe to stop them have a really good tackle right there to start the game. I'm thinking that was a misread on the Hartfield offense because he threw it in the middle of two St. Joe players, and there was no wide receiver anywhere near him.
All righty. Hawks. And that play will be called dead.
Timeout
call by St. Joe.
So 9 minutes and 25 seconds left on the clock here in this first quarter. Your St. Joe Bruins are down 2-0 to Hartfield. Hartfield scored with a safety in the first drive of the Bruin offense, and it is fourth down now for Hartfield, I think.
Yeah, we have a new life right here. Although we did get that safety in the last drive, but we have a new drive right here, new life. I think that's what the Bruins should do, is take into account every single drive is a new life, another chance to get another touchdown. And again, another shutout stop. Didn't allow a single yard to be gained. Great defense. Right around the 10-yard line, especially that pass, especially with that deep pass from Hartfield. But it slipped out of his hands. What's his name? I don't know his name. Eli Dampier. He kept up with him that entire time. And I know this field was really wet too. And they kept it watered all week with the sprinklers. Alrighty, Hartfield jogs back on to the field, and the receiver in the backfield is number 3, Keyshawn Coleman at the 20. 9 minutes and 25 seconds remaining. Quarter nice night, honestly. It was stupid windy earlier.
It really was.
Alright, Hartfield. Funny formation. It's like snap. Punt up and away for a low punt. Receiver in the back.
Brinson can't make the number 24, Sam Kelly, 8-yard kick. Second down, Hawks. As Rage is mounting, and the end zone for a Hawks touchdown.
With his speed and his agility, he's able to run through the Hartfield defense. And just a really good play right there by the Bruins to get the extra yardage that they really need here. Hopefully get some good touchdown right here and make this possession a tie game, make this game tied.
All right. Bruins will be placed at the 40-yard line. Great start for the Bruins. You got plenty of room forward and backwards. All right, Bruins, they will be lined up in shotgun formation. Trips on the near side, single man on the far side. Awaiting the snap. 10 seconds left on the play clock. Since DeMaria is on the near side, looks for a man open. Runs a triple option. Runs a quarterback keeper up the middle. And he steps out of bounds. And that is a Bruins first down. And that first down is brought to you by Gina Diamond Flower Company. If you want flowers, go ahead and get them. I know I got my homecoming flower, my homecoming corsage from there, so. Do you want to go over there? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, a king right there, he's just able to just run through people, and he's so fast. I mean, he's able to throw it for so far. I mean, he is just such an agile quarterback, and he's able to do everything.
King has made some, he has made good decisions this year as quarterback, and Bruins will line up in shotgun formation. Trips on the far side, hands off to number 11, DeMaria Davis, as he runs up the middle, and he is stopped by number 14, Reggie Vaughn.
Ooh, DeMaria didn't really have any room to go right there, and
second down, take
second and eight for the Bruins. At about the 45-yard line, 53 seconds remaining, 9 seconds left on the play clock. Bruins will line up in shotgun formation. Put trips on the far side. Take a snap. Take the handoff and throws it straight in the ground. And they didn't want to man in the backfield so they could return it back. So, but that's a pretty risky situation sometimes.
Very risky. But I guess it worked out for the better for St. Joe.
Yeah.
Cal Hartfield doesn't have the best field advantage.
Yeah, they're more far. They're on their side of the field, on their side of the bear paw.
Uh-huh.
All right, 3 minutes and 20 seconds remaining. Hartfield takes the snap. Goes out to the near side. Throws it away, and it's caught. And it's incomplete. Right around the 50-yard line.
Yeah, he was being defended. The Hayden McMahon right there was all over him. And Hartfield did, the wide receiver did drop the ball, but still he was being pressured right there. And good job by him. Good job by Aiden right there to stop him.
All right, Bruins are pretty energized tonight, honestly. This is some of the strongest defense we have seen this whole season.
They've done a really good job tonight. I felt like this is definitely their best time, especially against this Hartfield offense.
Yeah, Hartfield offense is a pretty strong offense. Another beat, MRA is 60, in the 60s, like 68, I believe.
Yeah.
It was a pretty high-scoring game. All righty. Hartfield, back him up 5 yards. Oh, okay, never mind. Hartfield will take the snap and runs up the middle, and he will be wrapped up. I guess it's not really much to call.
Yeah, it's like a typical running down the middle and getting wrapped up right there. But good job by the DC to wrap him up early. So it, oh, no, that's going to be first down for Hartfield.
First down for Hartfield.
All right, first down for Hartfield, and now I'll place the lineup in shotgun formation. Twins out of size. Take the snap. Goes for the bullet pass. Caught. And is missed tackle by number 9, Malik Yezu. And that is another Hartfield touchdown.
Yeah, Malik just missed that. Malik missed that right there. And, I mean, he could not have, he could not miss that. That was the one thing that you could not miss. That was the one tackle you could not miss, because if he would have made that tackle, then they would have not had this touchdown.
All right, that'll bring the score 14-0. All right, ball will be placed. What is the snap for the PAP? Take the snap, ball is low, up and away, and it is good. That brings the score 0-15. 2 minutes remaining. 2 minutes remaining. And why do you have a little bit of downtime? I'm just going to go ahead and say a big thank you to our sponsors: Seaspire, St. Dominic's, Asylum Mickey's Madison, Orange Theory Fitness, Hattiesburg, Blue Sky Landscaping and Maintenance, Bank Plus, Lee Alcana Consulting, Bright Digital Solutions, Watkins Construction and Roofing, the Jones Family, Marketing Design, Alexander Law, Venable Glass, M&F Facility Services, Gina Diamond Fire Company, the McCarty Family, Glitz of Empty Creations, Ross and Yeager Insurance, the Insurance Center, Benchmark Engineering and Surveying, from Vanderloo Family, C1 Construction and Concrete, DP Electric Company, the Irwin Family, Sameco, Best Mail, Keystone Properties, Ocean Insurance Company, Merritt Marvel, Bradley, and Anderson and Tardy LLC, Fastest Sleep Disorder Center, Downtown Basil's, Planet Protective Services, and Sister Pia Bowman and Catholic School. All right, receivers in the backfield is number 3, Keyshawn Coleman, and number 8, Noah Chaplin. I was like, boy, kick, honestly, the best way to describe it. And it will roll out of bounds, right around the goal line. Hartfield had...
No.
Well,
it's
out. It's out.
He plugged out.
All right, there we go. All right, Bruins will line up in shotgun formation. Single man on the Twins on the far side. Take the snap. Josh back to pass. Quarterback keeper breaks one man's ankles, and he is wrapped up at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, King didn't have any open wide receivers right there, but he was like dog piled on right there.
Yeah,
I mean he was just tackled by almost everybody in the Hartfield defense.
No open receivers right there. She had to go for the quarterback keep right there. Minute remaining. Now bring it. Third down, St. Joe. All right. Bruins, they will line up in shotgun formation. Chris on the far side. Single man on the near side. Caleb Gray coming in at his left. Takes a snap. Rolls out to the near side. Goes for a pass to number 3, Keyshawn Coleman. And it is complete.
Yeah, it was a perfect throw right there by King. And it really was just a normal throw, but it was perfectly timed.
And that first down was complete. And that first down is brought to you by Orange Theory Fitness. If you want your fitness known, go to Orange Theory in Hattiesburg.
So, King did a good job right there connecting with him, and it was perfect timing because Caleb turned around immediately. So, good job by the Bruins, and now it's the first down.
All right, it appears that timeout will be called by Hartfield. All right. Never mind. That will close out the first quarter.
Well, that is the risk that you take when I didn't do that, but it was the right play call for the Bruins right there, but it was just not executed right. Well, yeah, no, they did not.
All right, and that will be Hartfield's ball. It'll be a turnover.
Yeah, it was the right thing for the coaches.
Never mind, first down St. Joe. Never mind, let's go. Oh. All right, Bruins, they will line up in shotgun formation. Trips on the far side. Take the snap, high snap. And he is sacked.
Well, that's not good for the first play, but let's just hope that Bruins can bounce back right now and get this first down, and they need to drive.
All right. Bruins, they will line up in shotgun formation. Trips on the far side. Second and 13. Takes the snap. Drops back to pass. And he is sacked again.
Yeah, I mean, the pocket is just, like, collapsing. The offensive line needs to do a better job of blocking right now. But Bruins, third and long right here, I know they can do it. I know King has the arm and the accuracy. I know they can do it.
About a third and 20 here. Quite a long way to the line of scrimmage. They to the first down. First down is at the 48-yard line. King. Takes a snap. Goes and will throw incomplete. Now bring it fourth and long.
Yeah, I think the Bruins are going to punt it.
All right, you're listening to the Bruins Sports Radio on the World Wide Web.
Thank you. And I'd just like to go ahead and tweet off our big thank you to our sponsors. Seafire, St. Dominic, Stanley Mickey's Madison, Orange Theory Fitness, Hattiesburg, Blue Sky Landscaping and Maintenance, Bank Plus, Leocanic Consulting, Private Business Solutions, Watkins Construction and Roofing, The Jones Family, Marketing Design, Alexander Law, Venable Glass, LBF Facility Services, Jim Diamond Fire Company, The Riccardi Family, Glitz Events and Creation, Ross and Yerger Insurance, The Insurance Center, Benchmark Engineering and Surveying, The Vandalew Family, PP Electric Company, The Irwin Family, D1 Construction and Concrete, The Medico, Best Nails, T-Trust Properties, Ocean Insurance Company, Merritt, Marble, Bradley, Anderson, Tardy, LLC, Baptist Coast Shoulder Center, Downtown Basel, Planet Protective Services, and Sister Theodore, Sister Theodore Bowman, Catholic School. If you want to buy the head down to Basel.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Well, we had a recent graduate that worked there while he was at Mando. I'm going to remember you. All right, Harfield, they will be lined up.
Fourth down, Hawks.
They will drop back fast. This is a bull pass, and it's caught, and that is a flag down on the field. I believe.
Yep.
We were waiting for that call. It was a hot touchdown, but it has a possibility of being called back. We were waiting for the call. Offside on the field, 4 minutes and 50 seconds remaining. Sorry about that. All right, again, we were waiting. I feel like this is going to be one of the games where there's a lot of waiting. Yeah. That's a hate game for forever.
She's got everything, which is like, it was like a flag or reference talk or everything. All.
That will be personal foul on the offense. That touchdown will stand. Left in the passage. So I'm down for Harfield. And they'll go for the extra point, 21-0. All right. Ball is played. Let's show there. Ball there to score 21-0. Win the snap. Ball is close down and is up and away, and that will be good.
I'm going to score close to 0.
4 minutes and 51 seconds left on the clock, so I think St. John's cut the deficit more, and they still have another half, so hopes are still very high.
All right. 0.2. Alrighty. Again, Bruins will be receiving the drive. We have high hopes here. High hopes here.
Excuse me. You haven't had your roofing done. You need to go through Washington Construction and Roofing. Get your construction back and your roofing done.
Are we on the radio?
This is ridiculous.
There's no reason to be using Wi-Fi for a phone call, but...
And the dial is straight out. You still on Wi-Fi? Okay. Man, let's see.
The throw was really low by King, and he couldn't do anything with it.
Third and ten, thank you.
I had to hold the phone up to my mouth then. All right. Bruins, they will line up a shotgun formation. 20 to either side. King takes the snap. Draws back the pass. Quarterback rolls out to the near side. And he is tackled for about a gain of, and that will be about a gain of four.
And, I mean, he's just able to run it whenever he wants and throw it whenever. And that's what you want in a quarterback, especially whenever he's just a sophomore. He has more time to develop now that he is, you know, he's doing.
Yeah. Fourth down, St. Joe.
All right. Funny formation in the back. They will bring out the number 7, Lonnie Smith, as the punter. A wooden kick, and they will say timeout called by Hartfield. Timeout called by St. Joe. And I would just like to go ahead and say a big thank you to our sponsors. A big thank you to our sponsors: D-Spar, St. Dominic's, Silent Mickey's Medicine, Orange Theory Fitness, Edinburgh, Blue Sky Landscaping and Maintenance, Bank Plus, Leocan and Consulting, Brian Business Solutions, Watkins Construction and Roofing, the Jones Family, Marketing Design, Alexander Law, Venable Glass, M&S Facility Services, Ethan Diamond Fire Company, the Ricardi Family, Cliffs Events and Creation, Ross and Yeager Insurance, the Insurance Center, Benchmark Engineering and Surveying, the Bandoli Family, BP Electric Company, the Irwin Family, D1 Construction and Concrete, the Mako, Best House, T Properties, Open Insurance Company, Marin, Marvel, Bradley, Anderson, and Tardy LLC, Fastest Sleep Disorder Center, Downtown Basil, Planet Protective Services, and Sister Stia Bellman Catholic Church. If you ever need some landscaping or maintenance done on your lawn, for anything, Blue Sky can do it for you. Bruin Point Formation is out and about. Number 7, Lonnie Smith, coming in as punter. Takes a snap. It would be a keeper, and he'll run around to the near side, and he has just shot. He might have gotten the first down. Lonnie Smith on the carry. And I don't think he got it.
He was so close, though. That's a good try.
Lonnie is quite the powerhouse, honestly.
Yeah, Lonnie's able to just run people over, and he's so fast, too. He's able to just do whatever he wants on the field. And he's so big. He's so big, and he's just able to overpower everybody else.
one shock information. Single man on the other side. Takes a snap. Running back receives, and he is wrapped up by his own man, and he is escorted out of bounds for the first down.
Down. And he's really kind of coaching right there. He was just kind of tied up. Well, Berlin defense couldn't really do anything right there. Because maybe you're getting fixed by so many people, it's hard to stop them from the momentum.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Harfield, they will line up. Single man on the far side. Quarterback in shotgun formation takes snap. Hands off to the right, and he is dragged by number, and he is tackled by number 21, Zacameron Williams.
Yeah, Zacameron. Nah, he's been getting a lot of tackles, and that's the thing that you want from the offense. You want them to be able to stop up about the defense. You want them to be able to, even if they do get some yards, and if they do complete a pass, you want them to immediately get the ball down.
All right, first and second. First and two for Harfield. He hands off to the quarterback keeper off the right. Pocket collapse. And that is blocked. Incomplete pass for Harfield. Now make it fourth and two.
Yeah, I think their defense was all over that from the very start. They were able to just form the quarterback and block the pass. And so nothing could develop right there. And that's what happens every rush the quarterback.
Fourth down Harfield. Shotgun formation. A little bit of moving on the line. Take a snap. Throws around to the near side. And that is a Hartfield first down.
Okay. It's hard to stop them whenever they're going off the edge like that, because not only do you have to catch up with them, you also have to try and get in front of them. And that's hard to do, especially whenever it's someone really fast, like who Harfield had running. So it's just a tough situation in that, and it's hard to get the edge.
All right. I believe that'll be a timeout called by Harfield. Illegal procedure called by Owen Harfield. 2 minutes and 23 seconds remaining. They did not get that first down, and I believe the kitchen team will come out. 0-22, I'm Tommy Rose, and I'm joined here by Dave Cameron. We're here to bring all the maximum Bruin Sports streaming services. We're on Bruin streaming services. Pulling up that next spot. All right. I believe that's a timeout called by Harfield. Yeah, that's that means. Is that, he told us that. I got you. All right. If you ever need, again, if you ever need your glass done, Venable Glass can do it for you. And again, I will let Adrian Arnold Sir Rogers explain what Bright Business Solutions is. All right. Adrian Arnold. What is Bright Business Solutions?
It's great. LED, I don't know, ask him, he's the owner. LED lighting business.
I think he hit it on a 7-2 LED lighting service. King will take the snap. And that is a bit of pass interference, to be honest. But they will not call it.
He was, I mean, they were all over him from the start, and it was overthrown, but still, should have been called.
Alrighty. Yeah, they did shuffle him back a little bit, I will have to say. But King will line up the Bruins will line up the shotgun formation. Swings either side. King. Takes a snap. High snap. Bobbled to the backfield. Recovered by number four, King. Ooh. And he will step out of bounds around the near side. I keep tripping up my own words.
Yeah, King did a good job right there, even when the pocket collapsed, to get a good, like, good about maybe 6-7 yards right there, 8 yards. So, King's able to make something whenever his options are very limited.
I agree.
Alrighty.
Third down, St. Joe.
Third down, St. Joe. A minute 50 remaining.
Bruins take the snap. Runs up the middle, number one, Kevin Gray. And he is down. And that will be about a... And that will be a Bruin first down, and that first down is...
Ah, Venable Glass.
Is he glass down?
It's all Venable Glass.
Yeah. So, good job by Bruins right now. Get the first down. New life again in this drive with a minute 26 seconds left. But the Bruins can run down the field and score quickly, because that's what they're going to need.
I believe the Bruins are set to receive after the halftime. So I believe they're just going to try and run down the clock. King takes the snap, takes the pass, tipped up, and it is intercepted by Hartfield.
That is exactly what you did not want. I mean, it was it tipped off the wide receiver and fell right into Hartfield's hands, but. St. Joe still gets the ball in the start of the half, so but with a minute and 5 seconds, do you think that Hartfield would either be trying to score a touchdown or they would just be running out the clock? So hopefully it's running out the clock.
Yes. A minute and 5 seconds remaining. Hartfield, lots of shotgun formation, single man out of the shot. They will take the snap, hands off to the right, spin move, and he is wrapped up. And tackled by number 8, Noah Chaplin, and number 21, DeCameron Williams.
Yeah, I think that Hartfield's going to try and run it out, and hopefully Bruins can get them to stop, and then they're a little bit too far back for field goal territory.
Hartfield will line up a shotgun formation. Trist on far side. Does D fly down on the field? I believe there's two flags thrown. I believe one was thrown at the line of scrimmage and one was thrown downfield.
Yeah. Because it didn't look like I saw anything there. Well, we can't see it, though, because of all the players in the way. But the pass, from what I saw, it looks like the pass is really, really far away from all the other wide receivers. So...
And that will be called on the broom. 34 seconds remaining. All right. Pass interference on Twins. Joe. First down, Hartfield. They will line up the shotgun formation. Twins on either side. Twins on far side. Goes for the bullet pass. It's blocked by... I'm getting that number right now. Working up on Malik Yeji, number 9.
Yeah, good job by Malik right there, sticking out his hand at the perfect time. And just a good play by Malik to stop Hartfield from hopefully getting any points.
I agree. All right, Hartfield. We'll take the snap. Shotgun pass. Gets to the bullet pass and is caught. Just shy of the end zone. 23 seconds remaining. Never mind. That would be a touchdown for Hartfield. And that will bring the score 28-0. 18 seconds remaining.
That is not what we wanted for St. Joe. It is now we're down 28-0, but we get the ball back at the start of the half, and so
okay.
We get the ball back at the start of the half, and so hopefully we get somebody else to start next.
Good. All right, and the ball is good. 18 seconds remaining. All right. So we have our halftime guest, Emma O'Brien, and they will be interviewed by
whole island. And he has a cowbell. And he's hanging up tonight.
Cole, are you an H or W?
What?
Are you an H or W?
H.
Okay.
Alright, he is dressed up as a Hartfield H.
Yeah,
it is.
Alrighty.
Hey, 3 seconds remaining.
Ball will be placed at the 40-yard line. Ball is up and away, but nice glib kick. And it'll roll to number 3, Keyshawn Coleman. He rolls around from the near side, from the far from the near side. Breaks one man's ankle, hits our own man. Breaks another man's ankle, cuts back to the near side, to the far side, has blockers, steps up, and he is down at the 30-yard line.
That's second and nine.
2 seconds up in this half. So, hopefully the offense can hurry up and get something off right here. And even if they don't, they definitely have the momentum going into the second half.
Bruins are going to have to do a lot here with a second remaining.
This is the final play of this half.
All right. Bruins, they will line up in shotgun formation. Trips on the near side. King takes the snap. Pocket glass goes deep to number 3, Keyshawn Coleman. There was pass interference there. They will not call it. And that will close out this first. And that will close out the first half. And I will now hand it off to... Who am I handing off to?
Are you on?
Okay, all right. I'm going to hand it off to Emma O'Brien.
Alright. I'm Cole Allen.
Hey!
Alright, so we're about to do the halftime show. We're doing band and the Spirit Seconds.
And the Color Guard. And also the Hartfield dance team.
Yeah. All right.
Cool. What have you been thinking about this game so far?
Not too good. We're doing 29-0. That is not very good at all.
No, not at all. We have gotten no yards, but I think maybe the Bruins will.
Watch football and maybe you'll see that we got yards, but... We're 29-0, and the Bruins student section is going crazy.
Yeah, y'all been doing pretty good, Cole, so far.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Hartfield Orchestra.
All right, we got the Hartfield, let's see, cheer team.
Dance team.
Hey, look. Hartfield.
Don't listen.
Great. Are y'all talking on the cell phone too?
Oh. I can hear myself too. Oh.
This is not gonna go good. Alright. So we got the Hartfield cheer dance game, whatever. St. Joe Bruins, let's go. Alright.
That was a pretty good pair of what, I think. Ooh. They got some good dance moves.
Alright. So basically, we got Emma O'Brien. She's a big soccer player. So what sports do you participate in?
I participate in soccer for select in school, and then I also participate in track. And this year, I might participate in golf, even with you, Cole.
So golf is a pretty special sport. It's pretty hard. So we haven't had girls for a few years, but Emma has volunteered her time to be on the Bruins golf team, and she might do good if she actually practices, but I don't know.
I think I'll do pretty good, Cole. I'm actually going to Topgolf this weekend. Aren't you proud?
No, I'm not proud. So, look, you actually got to get out there and play golf because We got our golf team, even though we suck. But Emma is going to outshine all these girls at MRA, Hartfield, wherever they're playing golf. What kind of activities do you have to do outside of school?
Pretty much soccer, hanging out with friends 24/7, and even eating food. I love me some food.
Yeah, I love me some food too. I'm actually on the boat right now.
What's your favorite food, Cole?
My favorite food is red beans and rice. We live in Mississippi, but look, Louisiana is where it's at. They got the best food. They got crawfish, they got red beans and rice, they got, I don't know what else, honestly, but that's my favorite two things.
My favorite is sushi. Like, you wouldn't think it's sushi, but...
You can't hear us right now?
Oh. My favorite sushi place is Sushi Village because they make the sushi all you can eat, and, like, that's so yum. But my favorite sushi roll is Diamond Roll, and then I also like the miso soup because that's so yum.
Well, I don't know why we're talking about sushi, but the key roll is where it's at. Because it's the most filling, but I get about 3 rolls every time I go, plus the soup. But look, we got the Hartfield Cheer Squad out here, and they're gonna do good for a few minutes.
That Cheer Squad actually won this year. I'm pretty sure at the MIS competition. But our cheer team did pretty excellent, I think, but didn't come out with the outcome that they wanted, but. I think our cheer squad is going to do amazing at this halftime show as well as with our Spirit Stepper squad.
Our cheer team is always good. At the Pep Rally today, I was cheering very loud for them. But they got second at that MAIS competition. But the dance team, they're always keeping their hopes up high, as you would say. But look, they're very good as well. So it's also senior night. So I think the seniors are going to perform even better than they are.
Yeah, at the pep rally, they got pretty sentimental with that dance routine that they did. And I think they even started crying. I mean, like, I started crying on our senior night because it's pretty sad because, like, next year it will be us, Cole.
Yep. Senior night will be a quite sad one, but senior year, I think, is going to be the best year of my life just because I'm going to be starting to get into an adult year and starting to get into college. And college is where you learn how to make money. You can learn how to make money as a teenager, but look, you ain't going to be making a yearly salary like you are in college.
So, Cole, what activities do you participate in after school?
After school, usually I go home, but I'm on the clay shooting team. And we just had our first qualifier the other day. Unfortunately, I had to skip, but I went to the journalism program, which you go to a bunch of classes and learn about how to be a better journalist. And I learned a lot about that. But what are you involved in after school?
We're now live.
Hey, we've been on the radio, but we're live now.
Okay. So Cole, how has your season been for clay shooting? Like, how long does it, like, last for us?
It depends how good you are. Everybody's pretty good this year, but, so this year we switched from North State to South State. We shot at McHenry. So this year everybody shot around 72, 73. We did have one shooter shoot about 80-ish, and that was Clay Pope, but, it's pretty hard because even if you duck hunt a lot, like, everybody does around here, clay shooting's a little different just because there's different speeds, different locations, but, so time-wise, we got a second qualifier, which you can shoot at if you don't shoot at the first qualifier, and then we have state. State is where you have to be the top 50, and you go to state.
That's pretty good, Cole. How long do you think that you'll last this season?
Probably not go to state, just because I don't practice as much as I should. But
good. Why wouldn't you go practice?
Well, I don't practice because I got good classes to go to. Like Mr. Callahan over here, I got physics. Physics homework is always pretty hard. Look, I'm always doing physics and trig because them two counteract with each other. Do what?
Here's the halftime show for the Bruins. We're going to, like, quiet down just a tad bit just to watch them because they're pretty excellent. They're doing their annual, what's it called, Bruin Walk? Okay. So what are some upcoming stuff that's coming up in the school? Do you remember anything, like, Scary. Where are you dressing up at?
I think I'm going to dress up as the Lion from, what's it called?
Wizard of Oz. And I'm going to be Dorothy. What a coincidence, Cole.
Man, who's going to be Toto?
Toto. Oh, let me think. Who could be Toto?
Toto. Campus Toto.
Tampa Back?
Yep.
Okay, who's going to be the Tin Man?
Sam Clements. He's actually on the football team.
Number 66.
He,
a giant, wild man.
He keeps the line straight. Look, if them boys ain't doing good, and we put Sam Clemens out there, and he'll keep them straight.
Okay, so who are we going to put as the Good Witch?
The Good Witch is going to be Kate.
Okay, who's going to be Bad Witch?
Bad Witch.
Why are you shut off? Can you shut it off?
I can't hear myself. All right, but Kate, Reese Chandler is going to be the Bad Witch. We got the dance team going right now. I'm still talking because the radio's on. But we're having a good football game so far.
Okay, I don't know what he said, but anyway. This year for my soccer season, we did pretty good, I think. And we just didn't, from the move from 6A to 5A, we just don't have enough numbers unlike the other team. Don't you agree, Cole?
Yeah, we moved to 6A, but it was a little bit of a, like, it's like moving from, I don't know, it's like on the line. But we're 6A, but we don't have really enough people to compete with the other people. Really good at most things, but if we're on the line of how many people we have, they can have more people to switch out because they have more good people than bad people.
Whenever they get to switch out, they get more time to rest, unlike some of our smaller like teams, like soccer, softball, whatever. Softball and soccer actually had 6 guys come compete for the JV team. And right here. Okay.
All right. What do you think about this coming senior year for everybody and you yourself?
I think my senior year will be pretty good with my friends and my friend group that I have surrounding me, and I think that's going to be a grand time, and I'm going to make the best of it. And I'm going to try to spend as much time as I can with them before we all go off to college.
All right. I think it's going to be great. They're a lot of fun to have in during senior year just because, you know, it's your last year in high school. You've been there. You've been in school for, what, all your life, basically. But this is your senior year, so we got senior year coming up next year. I'm thinking about being a landscape architecture for college, so it should be pretty good. It shouldn't be too hard, but there's a lot of math to go into it. I'm a little triggered right now, so that's it. Mr. Callahan.
Next year, I'm going to try to go shadow stuff in dentistry because that's what I want to be when I get older, something in dentistry. I don't know for sure yet. Probably a dentist hygienist or an orthodontist, but I don't know for sure yet if I'm playing soccer in college, but if I do, I feel like I'll have a pretty good time and I'll have a bunch of good memories with whoever I'm with.
Well, we all know she ain't playing soccer in college just because she ain't that good. she might be good at dentistry just because her parents are very good people. We got the Bruin marching band coming on, and they are about to show out. But let's see. So Let It Be, that's the song.
I'm going to search up the lyrics. I'll search up the lyrics. What is it called, Let It Be? I did not know that. Cole, what is your favorite song?
My favorite song right now is Crazy by Boosie, Bad Words.
My favorite song is Set It Off, or I Remember Everything by Zach Bryan.
You don't really remember everything.
I'm dyslexic, if y'all would like to know.
It has nothing to do with how well you remember things. That's why I...
Yes, it does. My brain does not cooperate like others. So, and I do need to start going back to my dyslexia class. That'll probably help, but I just don't have the time for it. Cole, do you have any after-school jobs?
All right, so after-school, most focus on homework, but on the weekends, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, except for football Fridays, because, you know, I'm out here supporting Bruins, obviously, but Saturdays and Sundays during football season, I'm out there working at Sombra, which y'all should come check out. Pretty good restaurant. I actually bust tables, which is where you pick up the tables, obviously, but look, it makes the money. And during the summer, I'll be coaching people on sailing. But what about you?
After school, I've been helping babysitting as well as helping drive people around just to make, like, a little money here and there. But I also applied to some loaded tea shops and the health clubs. And I actually just started going to the gym, Cole. Aren't you so proud of me?
No, you should have been going a long time ago. I mean, the loaded teas ain't too good for you. Hey, y'all don't drink them. Don't go see them. Because loaded teas are absolutely horrible for you. They're just a bunch of chock full of sugar and caffeine. Look, you need to be drinking rain and go to the gym every morning at 5:45. Look, if you can get in there earlier or go swim. Swim is way better than going and working out and doing cheer and all that crap.
Okay. This is Adriana Terrazas. He does tennis. How do you think this season's gonna go?
I think this season's gonna go pretty well. I mean, we've got some. Don't unplug it, Cole. I think the season's gonna go pretty well. I mean, we've already started off-season practice, off-season workouts. I know a lot of the people on the team are putting in work and private lessons and stuff. Off the St. Joe court. So I'm really excited. Coach Bernie's excited. I mean, it's my last year. Obviously, so I'm kind of sad about it. But maybe I'll play tennis in college. I've got some offers. I don't know. I haven't decided.
Do you want to play tennis in college, or are you leaning towards, like, just a regular college?
I'm keeping my options open for now. I mean, I definitely love to play college tennis. I mean, obviously, it's something that you can never go back and do. So, like, the team environment and just, like, you know, having your friends on the tennis team. And I mean, I love tennis as a sport overall. I've played since I was like 3 or 4 years old. And so I played every day. So, like, my day-to-day life is tennis. So I don't know really what I would do without it. So I don't know yet.
What are you looking forward to for the rest of your senior year? Like, what are some things, like...
I would say, let's see, prom is definitely something. That's the last school dance, graduation, what else? Bruins on is something that I'm really excited for. Paige is doing a really great job organizing that so far. Next week, we will be selling glugrams, during all 3 lunches on, I think it's Wednesday and Thursday, or Thursday and Friday. I'm not sure yet, but that will be on the Instagram. Keep y'all updated. And then, so Bruin Bonds, prom, and graduation, I'd say. But really, just the whole year has been really, really great so far. Kind of bittersweet, but yeah, I'm enjoying it.
I do agree that Bruin Bond is a good thing to participate in. I've participated in it for 3 years now, I think, and I've always loved it. I actually wanted to join the committee. I just got to sign up, but I'll probably do it next year. I'm really excited for prom, too, because it's my first time going, and it'll be
like, something like you said, because it's a big deal.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like our grade, I mean, every grade at St. Joe, you know, has, we're all pretty close. Comes in handy, whatever.
I've somewhat heard of the Beatles.
My question is that, hello?
I've heard of them, but, like, I've...
She apparently she doesn't know who the Beatles are, and she has no sense of culture, so, yeah.
They just did an amazing halftime, so I do have to give them that.
Really improved this year a lot is Color Guard.
Color Guard has done really well. I actually watched them the other day after practice. But, yeah, they were doing pretty good. Like, they were in sync. They had team communication, teamwork. Oh, my God. Anyway. Like she said, she's been playing her sport since she was 3 years old, just like me with soccer. And next year, it will be hard to play my last game on the field because my sister actually went here. And yeah, do not listen to him, but here comes Harfield and the Bruins out. Oh, here comes the Spirit Stepper dance team.
They didn't get to perform.
Actually, we're missing one of our seniors, Campbell Miller, out with an ankle. Oh, and Mary Margaret. Where's Mary Margaret? Oh, Mary Margaret's at her sister's wedding. Cam was her ankle. So, yeah.
They're doing great. I think, is this the dance they performed this morning?
No. The one that they did this morning was like a contemporary. This looks jazz kick, maybe.
They always do really well, though. I mean, Spirit Sippers have been putting in so much hard work over the summer. They practice, like, I think every day, early morning. They did so super well at competition. They got fourth. And Cheer also did really well. I don't know if Cheer's going to perform, though. We have 51 seconds left in this halftime.
I like how different the dances are this year from last year, but I love that Miss Leslie came back because she also had my sister, and she's an amazing dancer.
Yes, and she's also a really great theater teacher. She's been on the theater production of...
Yes.
I'm not 100% sure as to what it is.
Those kids are good. Yeah, because of my tongue, I've never really heard of it, but I'm very excited to go see it, which y'all should too.
Support. I think it's the weekend of November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, if I'm not mistaken. The weekend right before you. Emma, have you done
music before? I'm not done music. Ooh, maybe. I could do it. Oh. Y'all go do that. If you are listening, brewing.
Go sign up for music. It's so much fun. I love it. My sophomore year, I got COVID the day before the conference, so I couldn't go. But last year, I went. I had so much fun. I got voted as clerk of the house, which is my position for this year, next month. And Paige is governor, which is also really, really great. I'm going to hold a great conference. It's going to be great. So I'm super excited. It's always super fun. The Spirit Steppers are doing great. I know the three seniors that are on the field right now are really sad. I mean, obviously they're excited for the next chapter of their lives, but I mean, dance, I know for all three of the ones on the field right now, all five total, honestly, dance plays such a huge role in their lives. Miss Picarella first, and now Miss Harkins. I mean, and Miss Harkins has really made the coaching transition smoothly. Obviously, she was the former coach. Okay, that's eight.
That 4+4=8. That's what they just did.
They did super well.
Oh, that is the end of the halftime show, I think. But both of the teams are warming up right now to go back playing.
I'm starting for like their warm up. And then I'm sure Braylon will kick off. Yes, I think so. Emma, what's the case so far on the game?
Well, actually, I've been on the sidelines by the Harfield players taking photos for yearbook, which has been pretty fun. But I think this game is going better than I thought.
if I'm going to be completely honest, because I thought it was going to be a blowout. I'm just going to be completely honest in the first and second half, but we have held them to a good. What is this thing? Well, Cole and the Spirit Squads are having a little, yeah, having like a little argument for some reason. When I was, yeah. But when I was over there, they were saying some things, but I think they're taking the high road. You're better than them, morally, because, I don't know if you noticed, Emma, but right after the seniors walked off the field,
they went and brought
flowers and a gift card to Reggie's mom, who went here last year, Reggie and Rory. And we love them dearly, but they decided to move last year because of...
For the birth of their athletic career.
Yes.
So that they could have a
Nicole Allen signing off. Which I think was a good idea, and yeah. I think it will benefit them in the end, but we do miss them every single day on the Sanko campus because they were truly a bright soul.
And honestly, any room that Reggie walked into, like, everyone was smiling to him.
We made everyone laugh 24/7. All the teachers, whenever they heard he was leaving, literally broke down. I mean, we do miss him truly. Yes, but the seniors did bring Reggie's mother gifts after senior night. And that is the end of the halftime show. I'm signing off for the first time, Emma O'Brien.
And I'm Adrian Terrazas.
We will see you again, Bruins, but here's Connor Odom and
Davis.
Hey, Davis. How you been, Davis?
Good.
So good. Bye.
All right. All righty, bird.
Oh, my gosh.
And the Bruins are set to receive this quarter. How that works, but.
Okay, so it starts with a first down at 25-yard line.
And we'll start at 25 yard line with a first down. I know a lot of them shotgun pull back. Rainer is in St. Joe. Okay, alright. What do you think about the play clock? Bruins will be one of the shotgun formations. Twins out of shot. Takes a snap. Josh back to pass. Hands off to number one, Caleb Gray, and that will be about a 4-yard gain. All right, Bruins will move on up in shotgun formation. Thanks for seeing us. Hands off to number one, Kevin Gray. And he has wrapped up. Now it'll be about a game of two to three. Never mind, that'll be a Bruin first down. And that first down is brought to you by Jamaica. Okay. All right, Bruins will be lined up in shotgun formation. Trips on the far side. I think a man on the near side. 5 seconds left on the play clock. Bruins take the snap. Hands off to number one. Quarterback Kiefer. He rolls out to the near side. Just a stiff arm man. Has an open plane, and that is a Bruins first down. He is down at about the 40-yard line.
Yeah, King right now, he's on a roll with his running game. I mean, all game long, he's been able to run. And, I mean, right now this offense is dominated over halftime. hopefully that can carry over for the rest of this half and put the Bruins on top.
Alrighty. Bruins. They'll be lined up in shotgun formation. Trips on the far side. Take the snap. Josh got the pass. Looks for man Evans. Flips it up to Keyshawn Coleman. Pass interference to 100%.
Yeah, that was obvious pass interference. Finally, the refs called it. There's been multiple instances where it could have been pass interference, but yeah, St. Joe will probably get a first down out of this. Yeah, right. Is it automatic? Yeah, St. Joe will get a first down, and it's Bruinson really having a really good drive right now so far, and it's really promising, and hopefully they get a touchdown right now.
All right, that is a Bruin first down, and they'll move the chain. That first down is brought to you by Brad Business Solutions. All right, first down Bruins. They will line up a shotgun formation. Trips on the far side. Single man on the near side. King takes the snap. Takes the handoff. Rolls around to the far side. Open play and chucks the man. And that is about a gain of four. And be down around the 20-yard line. That's the 17.
Even though that's not much like yardage that King runs, I mean, he's just able to run over people. And, like, he's over here trucking people and laying people out on every single play that he's running. So it might not be the most productive runs, but they are definitely productive in a different way.
That's right. All right, Bruins will be lined up in shotgun formation. Twins, either side. King touches on offside, and St. Joe will be called offside.
You just can't do that. I mean, that's one of those times where you have to, like, whenever you're this far down in the game, you have to. Firstly, you cannot get penalties that hurt you like this, and you just have to execute better.
All right.
Second 13 for St. Joe.
That will be placed at the...
That will be down right around the 35-yard line. Excuse me, about the 33. Win the call. Good win to go. About 2nd and 12. All right, so they're waiting a little bit.
Thank you.
All right. So, all right. All right, if you need electricity, in our BP Electric Company, they'll get you electricity for you. All right, also, all right, now Bruins are coming back out into the playing field. Also, as you know now, we can outsell us. So that's why I'm saying, Ed, selling it. All right, Bruins, they'll be lined up. All right. More discussing between the rest.
Second down, Joe,
10 minutes and 7 seconds left, 0-29. Bruins down by 29. St. Joe. They'll be lined up in shotgun formation. Trips on the far side. King takes the snap. Drops back to pass. Goes deep to Keyshawn. Has pass interference for sure. They're not even going to call it.
That's awful by the ref. I mean, it's like he's like in his face pushing him. How is that not pass interference? I mean, I just don't understand. That's like the most obvious pass interference. They have to call rest.
Yeah. All right, Bruins, again, will be lined up in shotgun formation. Trips on the far side. 1 second left on the play clock. King takes the snap. Gets to the screen. The number 13, Eli Dampier. And that is a flag down on the field. And that will be about a gain of three.
Yeah, I don't know who that flag is on, but it looks like King is kind of upset, and I think it might be on St. Joe. Yeah, but it feels nice, though. It's a good change to how it's been recently. I like the cold weather better than the hot weather.
Holding on St. Joe.
Alrighty. That is not, this is what, this is not what the Bruins need right now. All these penalties. That penalty is declined by Hartfield.
Fourth down,
St. Joe. Fourth down, St. Joe. The Bruins will be going for it. Bruins lost. Twins on the side. 12 seconds left on the play clock. Takes a snap. Looks for a man open. Goes deep. And caught in the end zone for number three, Keyshawn Coleman.
I mean, that was crazy. It was like a floater up there, but then Keyshawn just went down there, and he just immediately, he just went under that ball like it was nothing. I mean, what a play.
All righty. The Bruins will be going for two. It appears to be a quick play. Never mind. All right, they will be going for the PAT. Take the snap, place the ball down, goes up and away. Now bring the score. 7-29.
Perfect execution by the offense right there. Now, it could have been a little bit faster on that drive, but, I mean, you get what you get. And really good job by the Bruins right there. And, I mean, now you've had the momentum going into the half, and that's a statement right there. That's what you need. Momentum is probably the most important thing in football. So that's what you need. It doesn't matter what the score is. You can always come back after being down.
All righty. I believe we have a little bit more momentum than we did in the last half. And as we now segue into the second half, 9 minutes and 32 seconds left in the third quarter. 7-29. I'm Connor Odom, your play-by-play, and I'm joined here by David Anderson, color analyst. And again, that touchdown was brought to you by Salmon Lukey's in Madison. Want a pizza? Go get it.
Yeah, perfect statement right there, Buffett. By St. Joe, coming out of the half. And now let's let this defense work like they have been all game. I mean, the defense, they have let up 29 points, but they have had some really, really good plays, and have actually held Hartfield to a manageable score compared to what the offense has Hartfield offense done before. The other teams like Brett, this is really good.
We will be playing for up next week at Brett. That'll be the final game of the regular season, and then we will segue into the postseason. For St. Joe, we got some football. All right, ball will be played on the 40-yard line. Braylon Poindexter, our kicker. Plus, we walked 40 online. We are waiting to kick. Receivers back in the numbers. How can I get through the numbers? That ball is up and away for a nice squib kick. Calling the backfield by number one on Hartfield. And he has an open plan on the far side. And he is tackled by number 16. By number 16, Bryson Williams.
Hartfield, they have some really good blocking on their special teams. That's what makes them so good with punt returning, is that their blocking is amazing. They can get somebody off the edge, not because they're fast, but because they're blocking and blocking them to one side of the field, and it's just a really, I mean, they have a really good special teams unit.
I agree. Hartfield takes a snap, gets to the bullet pass, and that is incomplete. Pass intended for number one. The stop made by number nine, Malik Yeji.
Yeah, it was. It would have been a good play by Hartfield, but the wide receiver slipped, and quarterback didn't see it, and he had thrown the pass before the slip. So good for St. Joe. St. Joe with a little bit of luck.
Yeah. All right, Hartfield will line up in shotgun formation. Twins on the near side. Takes the snap. Hands off to number 11, his running back. Wills are out to the far side. And he will step out of bounds.
Jeff Wildke picking up a first down.
Yeah, I mean, St. Joe, they did good stopping them before they could get the extra yardage, but still he's able to first down. Now Hartfield is there in a prime position to score on this drive, which is not what St. Joe needs at all.
I agree. Hartfield will be lined up in shotgun formation. Twins on the near side. Takes a snap. Goes the bullet pass. Caught. Open plane.
and that will be a wrap up, and that will be a home field touchdown. So the second one ends up on number 9, Malik Yeji.
Yeah, I mean, he was the harshest wide receiver with his wide open on the edge. Extremely fast, and he was able to get off the edge. And whenever someone that fast gets off on the edge, they're just stopping them. And it just, it sucks, but let's the offense come back out here and score again.
I agree. All righty. Marshall will be going for the PAT. Ball will be placed. Ball will be placed at the 10-yard line, but they will have it to the 10-yard line. Ball is snapped, placed up and away, and it is good. That will bring the score 7-36.
Still hopeful for this game. St. Joe is not out of it yet. Offense goes quickly. Defense works quickly. This game could easily come St. Joe's way. I have a lot of hope. How about you, Connor?
I have a lot of hope as well. All right. 8 minutes and 57 seconds left. 7-36. And this third quarter is brought to you by Best Nails. And what your nails are, go get it done. All right, here you go, David.
The Bruins down 36-7 after the Harper touchdown. Bruins did have the momentum going into the half, but not anymore after Harper scores the big touchdown. And 8 minutes, 7 seconds left in the third quarter. St. Joe was set to receive the kick, and see who is returning it. But number 3 is returning the ball. Number 3 in the backfield. Harpo getting ready for his kick. A hard bullet pass, right, bullet punt right there. And number 3 is taken out. He sees a hole. He's going through it. And he is down. Good run right there. Down near the, Keyshawn Coleman. Down probably near, looks like from here, the Bruins, 45-yard line, maybe 40-yard line. So good job by the Bruins right there, getting the extra yardage. And, setting up for a really good offensive drive and scoring right here. Put the right now. Being on 736. If everybody works fast, then this game could easily come think this way. And I think that it'll happen. I have a lot of faith in our Bruins. I don't know about y'all, but I know that we can do it because we've watched this team throughout this whole season. They have done a very good job. Bruins getting ready for the snap. King drops back and he hands it off. And it is, you cannot see that number, but that play goes nowhere. And running back just had nowhere to go. It was like a brick wall. Caleb Gray on carry. Caleb had no room whatsoever. Yeah, and he just had no room. It was just like a brick wall of defenders right there. Hartfield has a very, very large defensive line right now. So it is hard to block them and keep them out of the way or into the pocket. But offensive line has done a good job so far, I think. All right, that play is called dead by the ref. It's flagged false start on the Bruins. Not what you need is penalties. They are not good. So back the Bruins up even more on this drive. So drive not really starting how the Bruins want, but it is a second down for the Bruins. So still time to get the first down and score a touchdown on this drive, which I think that we have a really good chance at doing. So tonight is senior night at Joe, and big crowd here by both teams, and it's one of our biggest crowds of the season. King drops back to pass in the pocket. He has a lot of time. It's being rushed, and he deep pass, and that ball is almost intercepted, just a little bit over thrown. Yeah, White cast was intended for Tolman right there and could not pull it down. And that pass was a little bit over, but it was almost intercepted, which is not a good thing. So it'll be third down for the Bruins, third and extremely long. And King waiting set. King drops back to pass, still in pocket, pocket passing. First of all, and it is going to be... it's going to be intercepted by Hartfield right at the edge. So that pass just overthrown by a lot. So Marshfield is going to take over on their side of the field. 7 minutes, 54 seconds in the third quarter. Bruins down 36-7. Not what we wanted on this offensive drive, but Bruins defense can still hold out and get this ball back to our offense and create us a score of points. And yeah, what I was saying is senior night here at St. Joe. Student section is out and loud. They have a loudspeaker out there, and it is blackout night here, so everybody's in their black. And yeah, it's just a large crowd here, one of our largest crowds, probably the largest crowd, especially in the visitor section. Hartfield has filled up their seats, but although Darkhead has some running play, runs up the middle, and he is going to be brought down. He'll probably gain about 5-6. We don't have a very good angle over here. Yeah, that's going to be about, maybe about 9 yards. Sorry. I mean, second down for Hartfield. Everyone did a good job of tackling him. I mean, Hartfield, their running back is so fast and so, like, he's, like, big that he's able to just run people over like that and carry the dog pile with him. And whenever the big defensive lineman for Hartfield gets behind it, it's no stopping them. Hartfield waiting the pass, awaiting the snap. Hartfield stops the pass, bullet pass right there, and it is dropped up the middle. Yeah, that was just a missed drop by Hartfield right there. Bruin defense kind of left him open right down the middle, but he would have been tackled even if he would have cut the ball, but he dropped the ball right off of his hand. So, good thing for the Bruins to be by 3rd-and-1 for Hartfield right now. And told them off, I think that Hartfield will go for it unless it's a big negative play. So, hopefully, Hartfield does a good job right now. No, Bruins did a good job. Hartfield, and that pass is incomplete, but there is a flag on the play. Probably going to be defensive pass interference, but, you know, calling on us, but not calling on them all night long. The rest of them is some key pass interferences. But they have not been called yet, and it could have been crucial, especially at the end of the second half, whenever we had a really good punt return. That was spoiled by that, and that pass interference on the Bruins. But, yeah, it's just been some mysteries. Yeah, but it's okay. Bruins done it to themselves tonight. Can't blame the refs for everything, but it still would have been nice to get some of those calls. Barber does the pass, running play, and he is going to be brought down for a short gain, it looks like, some here. And so, good job by the Bruins right there to get them to stop. Probably about a 5-yard gain right there. So it's going to be second and 5 for Hartfield. And I would say that the Bruins defense has had a really good night so far. They have had a lot of success in the running game, especially. They have been able to lock it down all game long. Passing game, been a little iffy at times, but most of the time it's been good. Hartfield is really good at getting big plays, and that's what really gets them. Hartfield gets passed over to the side screen play, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds for the first down. It'll be, I think, yeah, first down for Hartfield. First and goal for Hartfield. Not what you want. Well, no, it looks like it's going to be third down for Hartfield. Third down for Hartfield. Let's hope Bruins can stop them right here and hopefully stop the field goal or better. Starts the pass, and it is going to be a running play up the middle, and it appears they did get that. So it's going to be first and goal for Hartfield. John Burks on the tackle right there. This is our last home game here for the 2023 football season for your Bruins. And it has been a really good season. Not all the numbers that we might have wanted, but still it has been a really good season. A lot of personal victories for each of our football players and some big names that have been brought up to All-Stars in the NIAS this year. John has passed, and it is going to be a Hartfield touchdown on a toe-tapper in the right corner of the end zone. So, a little bit more damage by Hartfield 5 minutes and 25 seconds left. And it's probably going to be, well, 7-42 right now with 5 minutes and 18 seconds left in the third quarter. So not really the starter that you wanted for the Bruins right now, but looks like Hartfield is going for the PAT. So if they make it, it'll be 7-43. Stepping in is good for PAT, 7-23 with 4 minutes and 50 seconds left in the third quarter. St. Joe Snide is wearing their signature navy jerseys with their black navy helmets and their white bear paw on it. And Hartfield is wearing a combination of white and red, well, like maybe like white and like reddish maroon, with a gold helmet, it looks like. Bruins got a
Thank you, David. Time to talk to our former voice of the Bruins, Jack Clements. He's here. Thank you, David. But 4 minutes left inside the third quarter. And it's 43-7 here. Ball will be placed at the 40-yard line. Ball is up and away for a nice little slip kick. For a pretty long, honestly a long but pretty low kick, it was covered by number 3, Keyshawn Coleman. Powers up the middle, and he is smeared.
Yeah, he didn't have much room to go right there. Sean was stopped right up at the, right up around the 20-yard line from the Bruins side. But, so not a very good, punt return, but it's okay, it's awesome to go down the field and score.
Yep. Alrighty. Let's see what this Bruin offense can do. I think we have a lot to offer this drive. Potentially another touchdown. Alrighty. Bruins will be lined up in shotgun formation. Twins either side. King. Back to his right. That snap. Look downfield. And he is stacked behind the line of, stacked at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, King right there. Nobody was really open. No wide receiver was going to have anywhere to go. And the pocket just collapsed after a while. And, yeah, nothing really King could do like, in that situation.
All right. Bruins will be lined up in shotgun formation. Twins out of side, and they will draw them off sides. They will keep the clock running. 2 minutes and 40 seconds remaining.
Yep, good job by the Bruins right there. Forcing Hartfield to go out of bounds. Well, is it Bruins out of who got it? It's a good job by the Bruins to force Hartfield to be offside, and that's always helpful whenever you get the extra yardage for doing nothing. Now you get to replay the down, and it's always a good thing. You just don't want you want the other team to get the point. Just not you.
I hear you, Dave. Never mind, they won't call it on St. Joe. We're getting back in the back us up even farther. Alrighty. Hey, we'll back us up about good 5 yards. Oh, back us up. 2nd and 15. King takes a snap, hands off, and he will. And Caleb Gray will power up the middle to return to the about the original line of scrimmage.
Caleb is one of our best running backs, if I'm not our best running back. He is able to power through everybody and get extra yards.
All right, King, that snap, hands off up the middle, and he is down. Now make it 4th and 5. About 4th and 5.
I think that the Bruins need to go for this because you are in a very desperate situation right now. And I mean, if you turn away, you're basically giving up the game already, even though it is a very large deficit to get out of. But still, it still would not be a very good place to turn away. And it looks like that is what the Bruins are doing.
Alright, the Bruins will be, it appears that they will be punting away. Number 2, Brandon Poindexter, coming in at punter. Laying the snap. Ball is snapped. And that ball is up and away. And that ball will roll. And it is stopped by number 18, Keith Leisure. And it's 40 seconds remaining. I believe they will put out the third quarter.
Yes, so it is 7-43, and that was a good punt by Brandon Poindexter right there. Good job by Bruin special teams to get that ball and stop it from going into Hartfield's hands.
we do not want them getting that close. How good their special teams unit is. But the Bruins have a Bruins defense has to get the stop right here if they want to stay in this game or be able to have the ability to come back if that isn't already gone. But
that'll run off at the end of the third quarter.
Oh, cool. Thank you, Dexter.
All right, that'll end up the third quarter. We'll segue into the fourth quarter. Predictions for the fourth quarter for the Bruin offensive drive.
Well, I predict that the Bruins will get a touchdown on this drive and be able to touch steps a little bit more now. If we're being realistic, I don't think that we're going to be able to come back from this deficit with only one quarter. But there is always a miracle. Miracles can happen. You never know.
I agree, Davis. I like your positive outlook on this. Cool, man. As we segue into the fourth quarter, it's going to be an interesting quarter for the Bruins. This Bruin offensive drive. We'll be facing towards the cafeteria side of the end zone. This is the left side of the bear ball.
Bruins hopefully get a touchdown on this drive and touch that. Hopefully a miracle can happen. This drive starts with a miracle.
And off to the left. Stop this drive. Alrighty, we are waiting for the next play. Alrighty. Bruins. They'll be lined up in a 4-3 deep, and Parkfield will be lined up. Shotgun from second snap. Hands off to his right. He rolls down to the near side. He is tackled by number 11, DeMario Davis.
DeMario is one of our key players. He's done everything, really. Like, you'll see his name. Being on the offense, he's one of our best offensive players, most definitely. And he probably is our best defensive player. Just the way that he is just always there, and he can get anybody out at any time.
I agree. Alrighty. Bruins, again, will be lined up in a 4-3 defense. Caught. Takes the pass. High snap in the backfield. Recovers. He's pressure. Rolls out from the near to the far side. And he steps out of bounds. Just shy of the first down.
Yeah, that high snap. Bruins have to capitalize off of something like that. You can't let a big mistake in a play like that be able to get off of the first down out of it. But the Bruins did a good job of forcing them out of bounds, driving them to the first down, so stopping them still.
Alright, Bruins should be winning the 4-3 defense. Again, in the backfield. And he is back. The force of the promo was covered by
We were just talking about DeMario right there. He's able to make changes happen throughout the game, and Harpical quarterback had that in his hand. But then Bruins are able to, DeMario is able to punch it out of his hand before he gets down there. That'll be the ball of 9 minutes and 45 seconds left in this fourth quarter. Definitely Bruins can capitalize off this and cut the deficit.
I agree, Dave. Hopefully we can cut this deficit short. It is the Bruins' offensive drive now. Just have a little bit to go. All right, St. Joe. They will be lined up in shotgun formation. Number one, Kevin Gray coming in the feedback to his right. Sends a man of motion to the far side. Quinn on the far side. King takes a snap. Draws back the pass. Looks to the far side. Flips it up. And that is caught by number 13, Eli Dampier.
Yeah, that was a really good pass and catch by Eli Dampier. He was able to get the extra yardage after the catch. And that's a really for the Bruins first down. So it always says yards after catch is what really matters. You can have a short pass and then get 20 yards out of it. So
that's right. All right. Bruins
Broom first down. King swings on the side. Takes a snap. Hands off. Quarterback keeper fires up the middle. Spin move. And he is shoved to the ground.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good carry, but he was just spinning. I mean, he just got pushed to the ground. You could hear the, you hear the gas from the crowd about how hard he got hit there. King's okay, though. He is very resilient. So, start the Bruins from getting this touchdown.
All right. King. Wanting to snap. 15 seconds left on the play clock. Takes the snap. Draws back to pass. Gets to the bullet pass. And it is blocked.
Yeah, I don't think King saw the wide receiver, safety running around, like running around the end zone right there and just throwing to the open target. But yeah, that pass was just immediately batted down by Hartfield. Almost intercepted, thankfully, it was not.
That's right. All right. Bruins launch from shotgun formation. Number one, Kevin Gray coming at feedback. Hands off to number one, Kevin Gray. And
that's the middle for the Bruins,
and that'll bring it fourth, and that'll bring it to about fourth and one.
Yeah, this is probably the biggest play of the game right here. If Bruins don't get the first down or get a touchdown on this play, this game is over. There's no coming back. It's 7 minutes, 30 points. It was over.
I agree, Dave. Alrighty, number eight, number Chaplin being subbed out. I mean, being subbed in, excuse me. Fourth down, St. Joe, just about 2 yards away from the first down. Takes a snap. Powers up the middle. He's got the first down. That is a touchdown, but Caleb Gray. Trying to bring the score 13-43.
Yeah, this is exactly what the Bruins needed, right? After a little bit more with 6 minutes and about 25 seconds left on the clock.
And that touchdown was brought to you by C-Squire. You want a home? Go buy one. Want a home slam? Go buy one.
They just came out. Why not go get it? Looks like, I don't know, trick play maybe? Yep, we got it.
2 points.
Yeah, our trick plays, I'm glad they work now, but they have not really worked all year long. No, especially last game against BTS, which play on the last play of the game, and that ended terribly. So let's just make a good turn over right here. We're going to need like a big six for this work touchdown right now. Yeah, the miracle is looking very good.
Go toward the spirit
of
tent, and find
out
play in Harkins, and you will claim
50%. For this, that will be the last 2 drives of the game, especially the last of the game, right here. Ball will be placed at the 40-yard line. The clock will keep on rolling.
We are awaiting the punt by Braylon Poindexter. So a little bit of squid, like onside kick, and it is missed by the Hartfield, and they're going to be tackled deep into their own territory. So good start for the Bruins. Hopefully Bruins can get in and out on this real quickly and not let up any time on the clock. But I think the Hartfield is just going to try and run out on this drive. It'll be really hard for the Bruins to come back from right now the Hartfield having to have enough drive even at the base if they can score a touchdown.
Right.
plays like a key player.
So it's going to be Harper right up the middle, and it looks like Harper's got a good bit of yards, maybe 5, 6, 7 yards right there. Yeah, maybe 8 yards. So Bruins does get stop them, but it's not a very good first down. Harfield is awaiting snap. Probably a snap, hands it off. There's going to be another run up down the middle, and he is going to stop. Looks like it's going to be short of the line, but yeah, it's going to be short of the first down. So it's going to be second down, and very short for the third down, and very short for the Hawks with 2 minutes and 50 seconds left on the clock in this game.
That was a good play.
A perfect triangle, too. That was a good play by the Bruins right there. Crazy over there on the drum. Locker Williams. Oh, and he threw up the stick. He bought it. So the 55 seconds left on the clock, Bruins need to hurry up and get down on this drive.
Hey, Bruins. Take the snap. Draws back fast. Looks for a man open. Goes for a short pass to number 7, Lonnie Smith. He is still up after still moving off of the man. And that will make it, and that will bring a first down. 30 seconds remaining, and they're going to keep the clock rolling. And they tell them to stop the clock. Alrighty. Never mind, they're not telling them to stop the clock. Alrighty, folks, so we went out tonight of team tonight. Final score 15-43. Alrighty. We will see you all next week against the Jackson Prep. That will bring our record to 4-5. And we are now 0-4 in this week. Alrighty, folks, we will see you again. I'm Connor Odom, and I'm joined here by David Hammond, and I would just like to go ahead and read off a big thank you to our sponsors. So thank you to our sponsors, G-Spire, St. Dominic's, Sound of Mickey's Mountain, Orange Theory Fitness, Hattiesburg, Blue Sky Landscaping and Maintenance, Bank Plus, Leocana Consulting, Pride Business Solutions, Watson Construction and Roofing, The Jones Family, Marketing Design, Alexander Law, Venable Glass, M&S Facility Services, Junior Diamond Flower Company, McCarty Family, Swift Events and Creations, Lawson Yerger Insurance, the Insurance Center, Benchmark Engineering and Surveying, the Vanderloo Family, DP Electric Company, the Irma Family, D1 Construction and Concrete, Tomeco, Best Nails, T-Charge Properties, Ocean Insurance Company, Aaron Marvel, Bradley, Anderson, and Tardy LLC, the Baptist Sleep Disorder Center, Downtown Basil, Planner Protective Services, and Sister Thea Bowman Catholic School. Alright, so again, we will see you all next week at Jackson Prep. I'm Connor Odom.
Thank you all, and have a good night.
Yeah, I'm